In other news.
To determine why and how the towers collapsed.
Kind of scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
We walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. We welcome back Dr. Mary Hardy, author of the books The Alchemist Handbook to Homeopathy and Pyramid Energy, The Philosophy of God, The Science of Man. In our last interview, we discussed a wide range of issues, including orgone energy, weather manipulation, and ways to harness etheric energy. In 1968, Mary and her family were inspired to construct a large pyramid in the backyard of their Michigan home. The pyramid is actually an orgone accumulator that at the time attracted the attention of Navy intelligence. The healing effects of this pyramid has helped her son's dyslexia, and it's also been a travel destination for many worldwide. These are topics you won't often hear discussed for a variety of reasons, because learning about etheric energy has been openly suppressed in Western society. The implications to harnessing etheric energy are many, from healing incurable disease to Tesla's vision of non-harmful wireless energy for everyone. Imagine the gravity of this type of paradigm shift. Global tyranny would soon go out of fashion. For years, Mary Hardy has been lecturing on how to engage in healing methods for the planet that you can do in your own neighborhood. We talk about that and much more. Mary Hardy has a PhD in homeopathy from the Missouri College of Naturopathic Physicians and a BA in education from Michigan University. Mary, welcome back to Another News.
Well, thank you.
Well, you were a guest in September 2017, and we talked about the large pyramid you and others constructed in your backyard in the early 1970s, and why you built it and the resulting healing effects it's had on people who come from all over to visit. Mary, you say pyramids are antennas and the Earth's core is an orgone motor. In your book, Pyramid Energy, you go into detail about how the energy within large pyramid structures operate and have influence across the planet. Would you give listeners an outline of this concept?
Well, basically, the Ark of the Covenant was an orgone accumulator. The center of the Earth is a motor, which, according to Wilhelm Reich, was like an orgone energy, which is like the chi energy. Even before satellites were made, you had the orgone energy blue field that he saw in mountains. And that is basically, you could look at the Earth and you see this blue-green energy. That's orgone energy. And the Earth's motor is orgone energy. It is the life force energy. Pyramids are nothing more than antennas into that energy. From the get-go, my designer of my pyramid, Kenneth Killick, told me that pyramids were nothing more than antennas. So they create what he called a standing column wave that goes to from the center of the Earth to all the way up to the ionosphere. And it is, pyramids generate a vortex. So we call it standing column waves. But somebody like Tom Bearden or other scientists would call it scalar energy.
Right.
Hello?
Mary. Mary, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay.
Mary, can you go into a little bit more detail about the standing columnar wave and why it's important to know about this?
Well, a standing columnar wave, you have a Hertzian wave, which goes back and forth, and you have a vortex wave. A standing columnar wave is a vortex wave. So when you flush the toilet, it goes down in a vortex. So when you have a pyramid, it creates a vortex. So it is an energy vortex that goes all the way from the center of the Earth to the top of the ionosphere. It's like a tornado or a hurricane. But Kenneth Killick called them standing columnar waves because they make a column, a standing column of a vortex. And that is what's generated by the pyramid. electrical engineers did not know how electricity worked until they learned about standing columnar waves. That is how electricity works, according to what I understand. Now, a scientist may not agree with me, but that's what Kenneth always said. They didn't understand how electricity worked until they found it works in a vortex. Hertzian waves go back and forth, and standing columnar waves, it goes down in a vortex. The center of a pyramid is fire in the middle. It creates that same kind of vortex. And since it is an antenna into the center of the Earth, it creates a vortex going all the way down to the center of the Earth, all the way up to the ionosphere. A hurricane or a tornado are standing columnar waves.
A past guest, Dr. Judy Wood, also said something similar. She said hurricanes are giant Tesla coils.
Well, that's what Tesla did. Is he recorded his energy in a coil. And if you look at a pyramid, the pyramid generates a coil. And Kenneth Killick said that Tesla took his information on his wireless antenna system by designing his wireless antenna system after the Great Pyramid. And that's what the Great Pyramid is. It creates a standing columnar wave or a vortex, which you can broadcast as wireless antenna.
That was his design, to give electricity wirelessly, non-lethal, no harmful radiation, but electricity wirelessly to everyone.
According to Kenneth Killick, if you look in my pyramid book, there is a picture of the pyramid, and he's designed it as a wireless antenna. And he made the statement, Tesla studied the wireless antenna system that was built into the pyramid as where he got his information on how to design his wireless antenna.
As a reference, Kenneth Killick is co-author of your book, Pyramid Energy, and he helped to design and build the pyramid in your backyard.
Yes. What happened is in 1968, we lost 4 hours of time. We met with the elders of the planet. Also, your kundalini energy, your chakras, create a standing wave in your body. And it would have been necessary for us, for John, to really function in the third dimension, because he was dyslexic, to build him a standing columnar wave pyramid, which is the life force, generates the life force throughout the whole planet. And so it was necessary for us to build a pyramid. And when we went to Kenneth, he designed the pyramid. And that's the first thing he said was, electricians didn't know how electricity really worked until they understood scalar technology, which is basically a column of energy going from the ionosphere all the way down to the center of the Earth. And that is how energy moves. From one high pressure is a circular vortex, and it goes up. And then when it goes up, it spills down into a low pressure, which is a counterclockwise vortex, and then it goes up into a clockwise vortex, and then it goes down, and that's how energy moves across the country, from west to east, basically, one vortex into another vortex. That's our weather pattern.
It sure is, Mary. I definitely agree with you. In your book, Pyramid Energy, you have a great illustration about where somebody should stand in that pyramid in your backyard, and the various healing properties, maybe for the mind, body, and soul. It's in the shape of a diamond. Can you talk about that?
Well, the story of why it's in the shape of a diamond is you have as above, so below. And that is the reason why you have a different frequency of energy. Basically, the vortex that's created in most pyramids that I've ever been in is a counterclockwise vortex. That is, counterclockwise is a low pressure. That's energy coming from the ionosphere down to the Earth. So that is an antenna drawing the energy in. It's counterclockwise. That's a low pressure. Clockwise is a high pressure. It takes energy up. So when it goes down to the Earth, then it comes up through a high pressure. That is why medicine wheels are all clockwise vortexes. They bring the energy from the center of the Earth up through the medicine wheel. You want to look at Yellowstone? Years and years ago, they don't know, the Native Americans up in the Little Bighorn, somebody built a medicine wheel. Now, the caldera under Yellowstone is very hot. And to pull that energy out of Yellowstone, they built this medicine wheel to pull it out because it's a clockwise, pulling it up, and then you get a lot of dancing Indians around it to create that vortex. The Native Americans call it ghost dancers, or they have their pattern of dancing that pulls the energy up, and they always go counterclockwise. And that is what's prevented Yellowstone from going off, in my opinion, and what Kenneth taught me. And that is how Earth engineering, through high pressure, low pressure, obelisks that are upshoots, downshoots, pyramids that are counterclockwise, vortexes, their antennas. So this is how weather patterns move. This is how you can engineer the Earth.
In your book, Pyramid Energy, I've never seen illustrations showing the energy flow within an obelisk. And
well, if you get on my YouTube video, Weather Warfare, you can see how the Russians figured out how to create the snowstorms of the 70s in the Northwest, up around Chicago, Detroit. When I was in the 76, Russia... This was what Kenneth Killick worked with in Under Secretary of State. Russia created a vortex generating device so that they could control the high and low pressures over the steppe area. Steppe area is very similar to our grazing land out in Kansas and where we have the big fields growing crops. So they designed a device that would control the high and low pressures so they could grow crops like we can in our across Kansas and Nebraska. And the only thing is, they had, when they shut that down, it had standing waves that tipped over. And a tipped over standing wave is like a soliton. It's like a wind shear. And these were going across, and when they collided in the Indian Ocean, this is in my pyramid book, actually from the Canadian newspapers where Kenneth was working with the Undersecretary of State, Andrew Makrowski. They created 9.1 on the Richter scale. So in 1977, they signed an agreement that they would not make a weather warfare device like a standing wave that would create standing solitrons. But unfortunately, what happened, and anybody can tune into my free video on weather warfare and actually see how Kenneth designed an obelisk in Sedona and attached it to our pyramid, which created a solitron, which like a tuned antenna, and actually took that line out. Because what happened is for 76, 77, 78, and 79, you actually had a line that went from Fort Barrow, Alaska, Point Barrow, Alaska, all the way down to off the coast of South America to the Falkland Islands. And that is why we had that weather. It would come up against that line and go up to Alaska and drop down. And when in 1978, when I was a school teacher, we had 9 days off of school because the snowdrifts were so high.
I remember those snowstorms in 77 and 78.
In Weather Warfare, we have a video, 15-minute video. It's free on YouTube. You can put it out, the link out to, if you want to. Have you watched that video?
No, but listeners, if you go to YouTube and type in Mary's name, Mary Hardy, and Weather Warfare, that video should come right up for you.
What's happened is in 1975, when we built the pyramid, we shut down the Bermuda Triangle and the Great Lakes Triangle, and we were taught by Kenneth to do the Holy Grail Vortex and understand Standing Tonra Wave Energy. So we've been studying this since 75. You have a hollow pyramid, a hollow obelisk, which pulls the energy up like a medicine wheel, and you have a solid obelisk, which is heavy, which collects the energy from the ionosphere and brings it down. So you can run the energy up and down, and you actually can begin to control it. And we have the Knights Templar. In 1996, the Knights Templar came to me and taught me a prayer called the Holy Grail Vortex Prayer. It's two counterclockwise vortexes, two clockwise vortexes, using the Great Invocation. And actually, we could create a calmer wave right next to a tornado, and that calmer wave that we create, in many cases, at least two times when we had over 100 people at our house, we had tornadoes, took the tornadoes right out.
Are you visualizing this, Mary? How do you create these counterclockwise and clockwise energy rings?
I told you that your heart chakra, you are a column of energy through your chakra system. And you just visualize from the point of light within the mind of God, which is the Great Invocation. You take a point of light and visualize it. Then you go about 3 feet out from the point of love within the heart of God. You visualize a second counterclockwise vortex. Then when you say from the center, which is called the race of man, you go about 10 feet out and create a clockwise vortex. And then when the center, which is called the race of man, let the love and light work out, and they had sealed the doors for evil, you create another clockwise. In the movie Da Vinci Code, Tom Hanks pointed up with his hands in the shape of a pyramid. You have a sword, and he pointed it down. You have a cup. The sword is the counterclockwise vortexes, and the cup is the clockwise vortex. And this is how the Templars moved energy. This is how anybody who knew the difference between the sword and the cup energy field, they can move energy simply by the prayer that the Knights Templar gave to me before Y2K. They came to me. I was in France. They came to me, and they took their horses, and they ran around, and they taught me the Holy Grail Vortex, and I use it with a Great Invocation. With this prayer, you can get the fairies and divas. In fact, you asked me to tell you about an incident that happened. One morning, I used to always get up to try to greet the sun and to do a prayer for protection and what I need to do. And one morning, maybe when the Super Bowl game was in Detroit, they said over the radio 20 pocket suitcases with nuclear weapons had been stolen, and they were afraid that one of them might be set off during the Super Bowl game at Pontiac, Michigan. I don't remember what year that was, maybe 2005 or 2006.
Okay.
Anyway, I went out to do the Holy Grail Vortex, and the fairies and divas tapped me on the shoulder, and they said, you know, Mary, that you have to have the right frequency to shoot off a nuclear weapon. We can change the frequency. All you have to do is do the Holy Grail Vortex over your obelisk, because we have an obelisk in the backyard. So I did two counterclockwise vortexes and two clockwise vortexes, and created a cup. And then the next thing I did is I sent that over to a Super Bowl game in Pontiac, Michigan. And basically, that is a cup. So my obelisk is a sword. That is a cup. And we changed the energy under the Super Bowl game and for about 100 miles around. And so they could not shoot off a nuclear weapon because the frequency wouldn't be right. During the Cold War, that is why America and Russia put warheads, nuclear warheads, in submarines, because they knew that there was only certain times that you could explode a nuclear weapon. So they had them in submarines so that Russia, if Russia bombed America, and we might not be able to retaliate for 4 or 5 days. This was in the 70s. This was called Seafarer.
Right, Project Seafarer.
Yeah, and that's why they did that. So they had a way of sending a signal through Sawyer Air Force Base, a signal all the way around the world. They took bedrock up in the Upper Peninsula and put copper wires into a patch so they could send those around. And that is why Sawyer Air Force is part of the weather warfare machine, because they can send these standing waves anywhere they want to.
Can anyone do the Holy Grail vortex prayer and visualization?
Well, they have. First of all, you have to have clear intent. Now, we talk about helping people working with hurricanes. When we first asked if we have to get permission, the first law in this world is free will. And do unto others as you would have done unto yourself. Now, you can ask the elders of the planet or Mother Earth herself if you have the right to work with this energy. If you get a no, you can't work with it. Now, the first time with Katrina, we had groups of pyramids, people using this energy, because at least twice when we've had meetings out here, we've been attacked with tornadoes, and we've taken them down both times. So we have a group of people who can do the Holy Grail Vortex. The first thing you have to do is ask permission. If you're not given permission, then you can't do it. But now you take Florence. We were given permission with Florence, and we actually, I don't want to go that far in advance, but we actually went with the standing wave using a crop circle all the way down to the Mother Earth and bringing it back up, trying to influence the changing of the frequency within that hurricane. And as you know, they were saying that it was going to be a Cat 5, and you know, where it was going to land in North Carolina, there were 12 different nuclear stations. So we could have had Fukushima in America, really. And so we asked permission, and then we were given permission to use the Holy Grail Vortex over that to activate the Earth's motor. And that's activating that frequency all the way from the Earth, all the way to the ionosphere. And we prayed all night long to reduce that. Well, you know, Florence went from a Cat 5 to a Cat 1, right?
Right. These healing energies really do have an effect.
So basically, we have put out in my YouTube the Holy Grail Vortex to teach people how to do it. But if you go against free will, in other words, if this isn't a man-made hurricane, we can't do anything with it. But because they're influencing these hurricanes and making them more or less man-made, then we have permission from the elders of the planet to use the earth motor through vortex energy, which is the Holy Grail vortex, to pray to reduce it. The whole thing that I'm being warned is don't put your pearls in front of swine. But basically, we have, on the Mary Hardy channel, we have weather warfare, how we tried to shut down the Cordera. I got up in the morning and went out to do my prayer, and Sitting Bull was sitting by my fire pit. And I asked him, what are you doing here? And he said he was here to save the sacred lands of Yellowstone. And all around him, he had ghost dancers. Ghost dancers are etheric Indians like he was, and he was directing him to dance. Now, I told you a medicine wheel in a little bighorn was designed to pull the energy out of the caldera up through that, and they came up, brought it over the dancing Indians in vortexes, brought a vortex down through my obelisk, and disseminated that energy through the Great Lakes. Can you follow that?
I can. It has taken a while to understand what you're talking about because you have to read your books.
I tried to make it easier by getting on my YouTube channel, learning the Holy Grail Vortex, and then looking at it and applying it through understanding how to use the vortexes.
Mary, do you experience interference with some of the practices that you do?
Yes, I experience interference all the time, but I really don't want to talk about it. Every time I do something they don't like, we get repercussions. But the thing is, since I am working for the elders of the planet, and since we have done some things, I think there's an agreement between them and us that they cannot kill us, but they can make us very sick.
Mary, you were mentioning a trip to London prior to the 2012 Olympics. Can you tell listeners about that experience?
Well, I work for the Knights Templar. And one morning, they never tell me what they want me to do because I have a big mouth and I probably talk too much. But a Knights Templar stood at the end of my bed, and he said, you have to go to England. So I had a friend in 2006. He invited me to work on the crop circles with him. And so I called up this guy. Well, I'll call him Duncan. I called up Duncan and told him that we were going to fly into Heathrow, and we were going down to Brighton because we had a girlfriend down there, and we were supposed to do something. Well, we went to Brighton, and she was going to cook lunch, and we went to the fountain. Now, Colin Beloy, there was the fountain group down there. So we went down, and of course, that's where I learned to do the Holy Grail Vortex, by looking at the layers of the fountain. And Duncan came along and said, look at Mary. You see that Ferris wheel over there? There's 13 of them all the way around England. Now, Ferris wheels go around in a circle, and they can go either one way or they can go the other way, depending on how they want to run them. So right in front of the sacred site was a fountain, and it controlled a fountain. Brighton itself means a bright vortex. So that kind of focused on that bright vortex, which they put a Ferris wheel behind it, and now they could send that energy into the Olympic Stadium. And if you looked at the mascot for the Olympic Stadium, you had like a one-eyed Cupid doll with a pyramid hat. Well, they had these Ferris wheels behind sacred sites, going right into the stadium with a pyramid hat. They put it right out and open, but they tried to control a situation. Now, if you go back and look, they ordered lots of body bags before the 2012 Olympics, and they had missiles on top of the buildings around the stadium. That is a fact if you look it up. And basically what we did is we took four Knights Templar and stood them in front of, they were Etheric Knights, and stood them in front of these Ferris wheels, and it shut down the Solitron that was going into the stadium. Now, I get sent on, I haven't really been sent on any missions lately, but I used to get sent on quite a few missions. And those four Knights Templars in front of the Ferris wheels actually shut down the Ferris wheels, so they no longer could send those Solitrons or vortex or standing waves vortexes into the stadium. Okay?
Okay, Mary. Thank you for sharing that and explaining that. It connects in with what Matthew DeLuz, a past guest, has described in detail. Now, Mary, you have a profound knowledge of the Egyptian pyramids. Can you talk about your understanding of the three known major pyramids in Egypt?
Well, I spoke at the pyramid conference, and working with pyramids, we have a hollow pyramid, which is a tuned tank antenna, but the Great Pyramid is not a hollow pyramid. And on the plains where the pyramids are, you have three pyramids in a line. If you walk into the Little Pyramid, I think it's called Mycerinus or whatever, it is a sound chamber. It's like a harmonic inside. They used that pyramid to generate the sound that they needed. Now, the second pyramid, Kenneth told us, Kenneth during the Second World War spent a lot of time, he was a Brit over in Egypt, and he told us to walk, there's a pathway under the Khafre, the second pyramid, and he said you walk halfway through there. As you walk halfway through to the chamber in the pyramid, there's a little step down. And when you step down, you stamp your feet. You're right in the center of the pyramid. When we stamped our feet, that pyramid rang like a bell. So if it was going to ring like a bell, you knew it was hollow. So it was a tuned tank antenna. Now, with the sound, you could tune it to any obelisk or any sacred point that created a standing column or wave. And if you look at the grid system of the Earth, you will find it's like a net. So for them to put the planet back into a stable orbit, because the first thing you have to understand is why the Great Pyramid was built. It was built because we cracked the Earth during Atlantis. We have a motor. If that motor is turning and it's out of whack, it's going to wobble. And as it wobbles, it's going to shut down the motor. And that means it's going to shut down the life force of the planet. You have to realize that what's being spilled out of this energy is like orgon or chi energy. It's the life force energy. And that's what creates the blue-green energy. So for to keep the planet in alive, for us to grow trees and everything, we needed to put that planet back into a stable orbit so that the motor could run. The Great Pyramid, as anybody knows, is in the center of the landmass. If you were going to move a wheel weight, now you see we cracked the Earth. The old South Pole is in Australia off the Devil's Sea. The old North Pole is the Bermuda Triangle. So now you have those two. They're 120 degrees apart. If you had a tire that had most of its weight on one side, it would wobble. So you would have to go 120 degrees to the center of the landmass and put a wheel weight, which the Great Pyramid is, to stop the wobble of the Earth, to make the motor work, so we could keep the life force on the planet. So now you have a solid pyramid, you had a hollow pyramid, and a sound pyramid. The sound pyramid generated the sound so you could do the levitation and everything. The hollow pyramid, once you created that sound, you created a standing columnar wave that would very much act like the medicine wheel, send the energy down and connect it, so that Catherine connected all the sacred sites, made a net around the Earth. And then you come to the solid pyramid, which is Cheops. And the King's Chamber, there's a grand gallery, and there's a boss seal. Now you stand in the King's Chamber, and you direct the energy through the boss seal, but you put a Tesla coil, and this is in my book, and this is also, if you get the video from the Pyramid Conference, this is explained in that video. So you take that, and now you have like a Tesla coil. In fact, if you look at the Grand Gallery, it's built like a, you take a Tesla coil, it's built like it. So now they take this coil, and they have a pole that create, Eurydice said, if you create a pole long enough, you can move the planet into a stable orbit. And that's how they move the planet back to a stable orbit, so the motor would work, so the planet would stay alive. And that's what the Great Pyramid system is all about. Now, you take the Great Pyramid and look at it, it's totally different than most of the pyramids all the way around the planet, because that pyramid was an engineering pyramid built at a specific time to move the planet back into a stable orbit. This is all Kenneth Killick's teachings. I wouldn't know any of this except this is what he taught me.
Okay. Thank you for referencing him. And you can learn more about this in particular by reading Mary's book, Pyramid Energy, The Philosophy of God, The Science of Man. While we're talking about that book, where can they find that? Can they go to your website, Mary?
They can, like you did through PayPal. You did it to order a book. Our New Leaf sells them. I wrote the book in 86. Okay? And one of my friends told me she went into any metaphysical bookstore. I don't know. 86 is a long time ago. And she said, my gosh, Mary, your book's on the counter in the bookshelves for sale. So, and you can order it through New Leaf. They do sell it through New Leaf books.
New Leaf Books. Okay, wonderful. I wanted to speak with you about your understanding of how and why Oregon energy is outlawed within the fabric of our society. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, let's put it this way. If the Ark of the Covenant is an Oregon generator, our receiver, if the center of the Earth is an Oregon motor, if the ionosphere is Oregon energy, which is our life force energy, that alone speaks for itself. Wilhelm Reich came from Germany because he was kicked out of Europe. He came here by the late 40s. All his devices were outlawed, put in a crematorium, and burned. If you could connect tubes like Reich had, a layer of electric, dielectric, electric, dielectric, and through sound the way that's written on the walls in the hieroglyphics of the pyramids, and you could use that as a free energy device or a way to clean up our waters, to clean up our atmosphere, that's what Reich could do. With his cloudbusters, if you could put a person in an Oregon box and activate their kundalini or their chakra system and heal cancer. They didn't want that. The powers that be didn't want that. But in my talk with, at the Pyramid Conference, I had a nuclear physicist there, and he said he never took so many notes in all his life because it all made sense to him. But this type of energy has been outlawed, hasn't even been looked at by science, by our modern-day science, but yet is the life force energy. It's our spiritual energy. It is what they used in Egypt to create the pyramids and the levitation that we can't even duplicate today. So why would they want to outlaw that? It answers the question itself.
It certainly does, and I know listeners understand that question and answer. Mary, you had some really good advice to heal the planet and to use trees to do so, to clean the air. Can you talk about that?
Basically, trees act as a fungus. Well, again, on our YouTube video, I have a man named Jeff who talks about that. We're going to do some more research. But trees' root system send up a frequency that goes 50 miles away, and they create an energy, that a life force energy, but the ELF and the EMF and the 5Gs are killing that all off. So basically what I am telling people to do is to go out and do the Holy Grail Vortex over a tree. They might even get a little orgone pyramid or an orgone disc, and the fairies and the divas ask them to come in and start out with a vial radius and talk to the trees and get them to purify the air, to take the ELF out, to take the EMF out, and then to go 5 miles out. And if everybody would get up in the morning and start doing something like that, we wouldn't be bothered by our ELF and our EMF and our whatever so much, I feel. But, and you know, I'm going to bring it up. They are saying that orgone discs, orgone pyramids, they're beginning to want to outlaw those. You can speak better to that, Jeff. What are they doing with it?
There's an agency in the U.S. government saying that orgonite has radiation. And so they're revealing the various properties of orgone energy, which is positive orgone energy and deadly orgone radiation. If you make a piece of orgonite incorrectly, it may radiate deadly orgone radiation. I'm not certain on that, but it seems to me that more and more people are beginning to catch on to producing orgonite, making it themselves, and changing the deadly orgone radiation in their environments into positive orgone energy and making a difference. And I think that when we see additional suppression by a U.S. government agency, that could be the reason. But I also suspect that this could be an inversion, meaning that some agents are actually making and selling orgonite that could have deadly orgone radiation, and then that gives them an excuse to put a lid on it.
Well, unfortunately, that could be. But basically, you can make an orgone blanket with a layer of wool and a layer of cotton and a layer of electric dielectric. And the one thing that these orgonites are doing is, as I said, they are creating an energy field that interferes with ELF, EMF, and 5Gs. And you have to explain to me why they want 5G energy out there. It's totally destructive to the life force energy within our chakra system. And if you can put a couple orgonites in your house, I have an orgonite by my bed because I have one of these crazy electrical devices, you know, that comes brings electricity, a meter, electrical meter.
Smart meter.
And that interferes with my sleep pattern. So I put an Organite by my bed. I put some aluminum over my covering of my meter, and I try to block that energy. And you have to remember that orgone energy is the life force energy within our body. And yes, we block the smart meter. I have had a friend who had a disease, and that disease was crippling. But they put a smart meter by his bed, and within 3 months, he was dead because it drained the life force energy out of him. And that's why I started putting methods of figuring out, you know, people laugh at us, but we all should put tin aluminum hats on. You've heard that, right?
Certainly.
I suppose that's why we have used aluminum in our pyramids. Ken was pretty smart to see what was going on. He was very clairvoyant. He could go anywhere. That's Ken Killick. He could go anywhere, forward and backward, and see what's going on. So our pyramids have a dielectric-electric layer of aluminum, dielectric aluminum, okay?
You're involved with so many things, and we didn't even get into your homeopathic work, but maybe we can save that for another interview. I look forward to reading that book next. And
I sent it out to you today.
Oh, you did? Thank you so much. Is there anything that you want to add to this interview right now for listeners?
Well, basically, we are responsible for ourselves. And unfortunately, what Ken said, if you learn how to protect yourself and you don't take that opportunity, then heaven won't help you. Now, I think each and every one of us are living in a toxic environment. And we have to learn how to take that toxicity out of our environment. Smart meters, 5Gs, electromagnetic fields. Right now, the life force energy within this planet is being lowered simply by, I would say, a design to dumb down people and to eliminate the world population. And there's enough food, there's enough, I mean, we don't need GMOs, we don't need the poisons. We don't need any of that. What we need to do, and what we tried to do with medicine wheels back in the late 80s, we got about 30 farmers put up medicine wheels because they pulled the energy up. We weren't even using orgone energy then. We were just using medicine wheels and tuning them by using paramagnetic rocks around the medicine wheel. So farmers wouldn't have to use so much pesticide, so much herbicide, and could actually talk to the trees in the area so that their fungus in them, the roots would interconnect, and they could raise the frequency. And by raising that frequency, we raise the frequency within our own bodies to keep us healthy. People need, there was a man named Philip Callahan, and he spent a lot of time in Ireland looking at the cathedrals and at the round towers. And the cathedrals actually created an energy field that balanced out. So when they rang the bells, that orgone energy, that stable energy from the labyrinths, from the resonating chambers in the church, just went out. This is what the Knights Templar built. And this is why the Holy Grail Vortex was given to me, was to go and enhance the orgone energy within the cathedrals, and so that when they rang the bell, it actually put that energy out for a radius of maybe 100 miles. Well, that's why they called themselves the Templars, to create a temple on the planet. And if people don't create a temple within their own home, or try to create a temple with their own bodies, they aren't going to grow spiritually. They can do all their prayer work and whatever they want to do, but we actually have to be smart enough to put the temple back, put the frequency back within our own bodies. That's what you asked me what I wanted to say. I hope that helps.
Well, that was beautifully put, Mary. Dr. Mary Hardy, author of The Alchemist Handbook to Homeopathy and the book Pyramid Energy, Philosophy of God, The Science of Man. You're a wealth of information, and I really appreciate you being on again to share this with the listeners. Thank you so much for being on in other news.
Well, thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Mary Hardy, author of The Alchemist's Handbook to Homeopathy and Pyramid Energy, The Philosophy of God, The Science of Man. And as you've heard, she's intimately connected with the healing spiritual elements of living things on this planet, a connection that, as she says, can only exist when your temple is in order. At that point, concepts such as standing columnar waves, solitrons, and vortexes make sense because that's the shape of the energy flowing through your own body. This is why Mary points out her concern for the war against humans within the subtle energy field that affects our own bioelectric field internally and externally. It impacts our mental processes and energy chakra centers. Remember, Mary said we're not powerless. You can make cheap and effective organite to protect against harmful EMF. We've had on Lydian, owner of QuebecOrgone.com, to explain how some of the Orgone products work. Don and Carol Croft were on with EthericWarriors.com, and they have directions on how to make Orgonite or Tower Busters, TBs for short, and Dooney with DoneByDooney.com. She's gone into detail about ways to protect the auric field against attacks. And regarding the U.S. agency intervening with Orgonite, to be more specific, Mary is referencing the news about vendors on the Etsy site that received notices about their Orgonite for sale. They read, quote, "These items were removed in accordance with a notice that we received from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission, as well as Etsy's prohibited items policy. Etsy prohibits items that present an unreasonable risk of harm or that violate safety regulations. This includes but is not limited to radioactive items and nuclear materials." Orgonite making the news again. That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Join me again Monday, 11 p.m. Visit InOtherNewsRadio.com for archives and more information about the guests. Thank you.